Ahoy, Shock Fantasy fans. This is Matt Harrison, and before the show begins, I have three jobs for you. First, please take a look at your phone and hit the subscribe button on the Shock Fantasy podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Second, wherever you're listening, give me a rating and a review for the show. If you include your Twitter handle in the review, we might send you something fun in the mail. We do that periodically. And third, if you haven't yet subscribed to the season pass of Shock Fantasy, you should. You get 365 days of the Shock Fantasy Super Dash, which gives you stats and info to set all of your weekly lineups, including DFS lineups. The redraft and dynasty trade value charts, so you never get taken to the cleaners in a trade. Our waiver wire content each week. The Super Bowl, Thanksgiving, and NFL draft prop bet games, so you can make friendly wagers with your family and friends at the most important football gatherings. And preseason cheat sheets for basically every kind of fantasy football imaginable. You'd be getting those for next year now. All of that curated, color-coded data comes to you for only $40 for a full year. That's 76.9 cents per week. But if you act now and use the promo code AIRBEAR, you get the whole year for only $25. That's promo code AIRBEAR, A-I-R-B-E-A-R, for those of you who are brave spellers. Enter that at checkout and we'll knock off $15. Thanks for listening. On to the show.
Now, first off, how would we describe Shock?
Welcome to the fantasy.
Nice.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Shock Fantasy Podcast Thursday night preview, Cincinnati versus Jacksonville. What a doozy! I'm not very excited about this one, actually. If you're playing the showdown slate on DraftKings, that's probably the thing that makes it the most interesting. As far as starting guys in your regular fantasy lineups, you might be interested in starting James Robinson, who finally had a good week last week, scoring a touchdown. However, the Cincinnati Bengals are only allowing 58 rushing yards to the running back position per game so far this year, and they've only allowed one rushing touchdown all year, both in the top 10. They are allowing a lot of receptions to the position, almost 10 per game. That's the most in the league. However, yeah, I mean, Robinson's getting four receptions per game right now. I guess we can start him as a B grade, but I don't really like much of the other stuff as far as the quarterback position. The Bengals are allowing a lot of pass attempts, but it's not really turning into things that are fruitful on the other side. 261 and 1.3 are their averages allowed. Looking at Trevor Lawrence, he's averaging 223 and 1.6. We're looking at probably one score for Trevor Lawrence in this game, somewhere in the 250 yardage range. He's not startable in this one, even against Cincy. This one is in Cincinnati. I don't like Trevor Lawrence, and therefore I really don't like much of his receivers. If I'm going to go with one, it's probably going to be Marvin Jones. Jones is averaging 9 targets per game, almost 6 receptions per game, has all of the Jaguars' targets inside the 10-yard line so far this year. That's only 2. And with the addition of Dan Arnold to the team, I don't think that he's, you know, into the offense that quickly and ready to go on this one to take advantage of the tight end matchup. But the tight end matchup really isn't all that good anyway. So I think I'm just going to pass on everybody. It's a solid B grade for James Robinson in this one. Marvin Jones probably gets the C plus. Everybody else on the Jaguar side is on your bench. On the Bengals side, it looks like T. Higgins is going to miss this game, which probably boosts Ja'Marr Chase to an A grade in this one. I think that they will focus on Ja'Marr Chase, and they really want to showcase Joe Burrow in this one and kind of make it seem like they got the best out of the first overall picks, right? Oh, yeah, Joe Burrow versus Trevor Lawrence. This is sweet. So I'll give Ja'Marr Chase an A grade, obviously scoring 4 touchdowns so far in this young season. That's a pretty good clip there for a rookie in just coming into his 4th game here. Higgins is leading the team with 7.5 targets and 5 receptions. Those got to go somewhere, and they really go to Ja'Marr Chase and maybe Tyler Boyd in this one. So liking that matchup quite a bit. With Higgins with the shoulder injury, so he doesn't go. Actually, Tyler Boyd, his 6.3 targets per game gets a little bump up too. I got a B for Boyd and an A for Ja'Marr Chase here. Not going as far as CJ Uzoma, Mike Thomas, Auden Tate, none of those guys. But Joey Burrow, he's a solid B. B for Burrow. He's averaging just over 2 touchdown passes per game. Has thrown a couple of picks here and there. The yardage totals haven't been outstanding, but the matchup is decent. The Jaguars are allowing 311 passing yards per game to opposing quarterbacks. Only 1.3 touchdowns, but they're not picking off anybody, and over 300 yards a game is a good matchup for anybody. I'll give Burrow a B+, actually. We'll give it the plus grade. Finally, there's Joe Mixon, who has 100% of the Bengals' rushing attempts from inside the 10-yard line. That's a good thing so far. Although he only has 1 touchdown on the season to show for it, that's kind of bad. 95 yards per game on the ground is a good thing when you add in around 2 receptions and 10 yards per game through the air. That's also a good thing. There's plenty to go around here. Jaguars allowing 95 yards and a score per game on the ground. They're allowing 5 receptions and almost 45 yards per game through the air to opposing backs. 33 touches per game to the running back position. That's 3rd most in the league and 5th most combo touchdowns allowed, total touchdowns allowed to the running back position. I like Joe Mixon in this one. I'll give him an A- in this one. Minus because I can. Yeah, I can. This was a short Shock Fantasy podcast. There's not much to this Jaguars-Bengals game. It's not the most fun one. You're going to have a lot more fun listening to Fantasy Football Weekly this week with Charch, Brian, and a special guest host this week. Ooh. Both Scott Fish and Matt Harrison are off this week, and there's a very special guest host. Wow. Are you intrigued? Oh, I am too. All right. Please rate and review the Shock Fantasy podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow us at Shock Fantasy on Twitter and at Explosive Output on Twitter. Thank you guys for listening to the Shock Fantasy podcast. We'll talk at you again next week.